I love that so much, man. Oh man, that's Alive by Hillsong, and you know, and it's just a beautiful thing. We need to feel alive. We need to feel blessed and feel better. You know, some of us are just down, been beat up. It's been a rough week, two, or a year, or a month, whatever it's been that's pulled you down. Come on, I pray with all my heart that God hears our prayers for you, that you are just lifted by the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. and we trust you and we feel your presence. Lord, let them feel you, Father. Let the Holy Spirit come and wrap itself around them and lift them up and let them feel alive. Let them feel alive again, Father, for you have blessed me with that feeling of feeling so blessed. I know you are there. Please do the same for your children, your other children that are hurting so much. We are doing what we are commanded to do by you, and to love each other, Father. And so we are loving each other right here and now on Solar Records Radio, where we want to lift up in the mighty, beautiful name of Jesus Christ and bless your children. We need our friends and loved ones to feel the power of the Holy Spirit. Let them feel you, God, right now. Thank you so much for sending the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for waking us up this morning. Thank you so much for giving us another opportunity to live. God, that means so much. I don't take those words for granted at all, because I know from moment to moment we don't have to be here. So God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Father God, we just also want to ask you, we prayed for so many people on this show, and we want you to continue to bless them right where they are as they are recovering. You know what is happening with them in their lives, Father. So we're just telling you, we're right here and we're on our knees as we're praying for our brothers and sisters. We love them. We love them, and thank you for giving them to us. Thank you for being an amazing God and allowing us to be able to come to you in a time of need. Thank you for coming after your sheep. Thank you, Father, for blessing your servants, Father. Thank you so much. There's so many of us that are hurting right now. Some of us are in hospitals. Some of us have loved ones that are in hospitals, and we're not sure about the outcome, and we're just worried, Father. But we want to be able to bypass that fear. We want to be able to just turn it all over to you, God, and give that burden to you, as you are the creative of life. You are the miracle maker. You are who we always need, our Savior. So, Father, save them from whatever it is that they're going through, in whichever way you is best for the kingdom of God. Whatever way, however you can bless them, Father, do it. Do it for your kingdom. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. We love you, and we ask all our blessings in your mighty Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing today? Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's hot. It's hot. But it's beautiful. In some places, it's not so hot. And that's how life is, right? You know, just like the weather. Some places is raining. In some places, the weather is perfect. Some places, it's flooding. In some places, you know, you got heat that's just unbearable, right? That is how life is with us from moment to moment. We have so many different things going on in each of our lives. And so that's why we need a Savior, because, you know, and that's why we also need compassion for one another, because we don't know what our brothers and sisters are going through. We don't know everything. We know what they share with us, but some people don't share anything and they keep it in. And, you know, and sometimes they do that for protection, because you tell somebody something before you know it, somebody else, they tell someone else, and your business is everywhere. And that makes people uncomfortable. So they don't tell, they don't share, you know? And so we want to just, you know, do whatever we can to just be supportive of people that are hurting, that are going through things. As Christians, that should be our walk. It's the love walk, right? That should be our walk, that love walk. I don't agree with what you're doing, but I love you despite, you know, even with my son. I was so glad to see him, and we had so much fun. But I said to him, I'm not, there's certain things that you're doing that I'm not real happy with. And I say that to him because I need him to pay attention to what he's going through. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back. Praise God. What a beautiful, beautiful song. I apologize. I just started choking and just sneezing, and you know, body just goes through what it goes through. But let me just get back to what I was saying. One of the things that I wanted to also share with you today was about forgiveness. And, you know, it's a situation where you have to just kind of look deep within yourself. Just look backwards for a moment and think about some of the things that you did that was wrong. And think about it. Don't surface think about it. Think, really think about it. Go in depth. And some of those things that you did that was wrong, you're like, man, that was the stupidest thing I could have ever done. God, I hope nobody finds out. Oh, man. Ooh, thank God nobody saw that. Or I hope no one ever finds out. I'm going to delete all this stuff. I don't want people to track what I've been doing, or I should not have hit him. I should not have followed these people and allowed them to cause me to sin against myself, because that's not who I am. God, what did, how did I become such an idiot? Whoa, being a bully, that's not who I am. Poor kid. I mean, just think. I mean, there's so many different things that could have occurred in your life that you would want someone to forgive you for if they had it in them to forgive you. Right, you're like, oh man, if she only knew that I cheated on her, or if he only knew that I mean, my goodness gracious, what a mistake, you know. And so I just want you to know, rather you think no one knows, God knows. God knows everything. But let me just tell you about this thing. This relationship with Christ as your Savior, and I'm talking to my Christian friends, thing with him is regardless of what you've done, doesn't matter. Regardless of what you've done, he has forgiven you. When you think about that, and you think about how bad you felt about what you did, and then you think about the mercy that God gives us. I mean, it's just like amazing, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. How blessed we are to be in this relationship with a God who loves us so much that no matter what we do, He loves us and he forgives us. He doesn't hold it against us and charges us with this crime. And so, I'm just saying that to say to you that if God can forgive you for some of the heinous things that you have done, and I and we forgive others for the things that they have done. Sometimes we have put ourselves in a position where we're constantly talking about the speck in our brother's eye when we have a board in our own. And Christians, we have to be careful, you know, when we think we're better than someone else, because we're not. We got to be careful how we just throw others under the bus. We have to be careful. And this starts at a very, very young age. I just shared yesterday on the radio where my two little seven-year-olds, these are my grandkids, and they were in a situation. Somebody started crying. They said, oh, she hurt me. So I told them, come here. Let's talk about this. I said, so what happened? And they said, she hit me in the face with a blanket. And the other one, I said, okay, so how are we gonna fix this? And the one that hit her in the face with the blanket said, I guess I should say I'm sorry. I said, okay, well, go ahead and say it. And she says, I'm sorry. And I said, okay, that's sweet. I said, and what about you? What are you going to say? And then she had that look on her face that was like, you know what? I'm going to make her suffer. I'm going to make her suffer. I'm not going to accept her apology right now. So, and I was like, what are you doing? Because I was expecting for her to say, okay, I accept your apology. But she didn't. She was holding it. And she wanted to grind. She wanted her to pay. She's like, you're going to pay for what you did to me. That's the mentality. Even though she may not been thinking those exact words, but she wanted to hold it right there. We're going to pause. We're not going to move on. We're going to roll you around in the mud a little bit because you're going to pay for what you did. Even though you said, I'm sorry. Even though you asked for my forgiveness, I'm going to hold you right there. That's what I saw her doing. This is 7 years old. This is a child 7 years old. So this thing starts at a very young age. Manipulation, kids start that the day they're born. They manipulate their parents, their moms. Give me, I need this, I need this, I need this. I cry. They cry when they want something. They do whatever they need to do to get what they want. And it's us to step up to the plate and parent them, love them, train them, teach them about God. And so it's 7 years old. And so I was like, hold on, wait a minute. No. What is that? And so the next thing I said was, listen, okay, so listen, anger is not a friend. Franger, anger does not like you. As a matter of fact, anger wants to destroy you and all of your relationships. Anger does not care about you. So why are you hanging out with anger? Anger doesn't care about you. Now you have a choice. You can be angry, and because anger just is destructive, and you just, when you're angry, just keep being angry, and you get miserable, because anger it wants to destroy you and anything else. But when you love someone, it's a beautiful feeling. You feel good. You feel amazing. You want to, you know, it's just, it makes you smile. It makes you get the hairs on your arm lifts up, and you, oh, this is amazing. This is beautiful. It's wonderful. I said, so which one of those y'all don't want to do? You want to be angry? Or do you want to love? And I wasn't so intense when I was talking to him. Not, that's a little intense. But then he said, love. And I said, okay. So we're going to love. So I said, that's group love. Let's have a group love. Let's just love each other. All day long, when I say group love, we're going to come together and hug, okay? Because we're going to remember that we need to love each other. And we want to live in this kind of mindset, not in this other one. And they're like, okay. And all day long, I would scream out, group hug, love, group love. And they would come and we all hug each other and everything. And the feeling of that is amazing, because just like kids will try to manipulate us, we got to make sure we're in control of who's driving the car, so that we get to the destination that we want to get to and we want to get our children to. And ultimately, that's heaven. And so forgiveness is so important, that lesson, it blesses you, the one that's forgiving, because it can destroy you if you let it. Because the one that you're angry at might not even care that you're angry. They're moved on. And you're still angry. And you're thinking you're doing the right thing by being angry. And that just sucks the life out of you. And the more time you hang out with anger, you're missing all of the love that you could be enjoying. But you're too angry, because they don't coexist. So you got to make up your mind. You got to let go and let God. And I understand sometimes that's hard. But if you are a Christian, if we are Christians, then we have to trust God all the time in everything. Even when we're angry, we have to trust God and get out of that situation before it destroys us. Because that's a ship out of control. And you don't want to be there. We don't want you to be there. But for forgiveness, is not a process. It's a transaction. A transaction is an exchange of funds or services for something else. It's receiving payment in exchange for a deed. Forgiveness is a transaction. It's receiving the blood of Jesus Christ as payment in full for every wound I ever have or ever will suffer. So just know that God loves you and trust him. Give it to him. He's already paid for your debt in full. He's got you covered. Don't worry about the little things, because the big thing has already been established. All the time. And all the time, God is good. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let your friends fool you. Don't let people tell you you're right to be angry. No, you're not. You don't want to be angry. That's an ugly place. Just ask God to open the eyes of your heart. Open the eyes to my heart. Help me see. Help me see what I'm not seeing, God. Help me to understand what I'm not understanding. Help me to love the way that you want me to love. Help me to be the person you made me to be. I know there's a purpose for my life, because I'm yours and you made me. Why am I here otherwise? God, I know. I know you love my friends. God, so please help us all to open the eyes to our hearts so that we can be more like you, so that we can be a blessing to the kingdom of God, to each other, to the people at work, to the people at church, to the people, you know, that want to hurt us. See, you could redirect someone by loving them in the storm, in their storm. You can redirect it. That's how powerful love is. So, guys, let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's pray that God will bless us and help us through our situations. We just have to make sure we come to him and let him know, God, I'm hurting. I need you. Please help me. Please forgive me. Please show me. Please lead me in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, restore my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I have to keep saying that. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, not yours, not your mama or your daddy's, but for his name's sake. Please, that is so important. This is not about us. This is about the kingdom of God. And he's given us a responsibility to do something in his name's sake. Wow. How is that? I mean, who am I that he would give me that kind of responsibility? We are important. We are important. We all are to God. Maybe not to anyone else, but to God, we are important. And he trusts us. He trusts us. So we got to trust him. If he can trust us, we got to trust him. Amen. Amen.
Eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you.
we do have a big God. He is amazing. And my guys, I just want to for the next, you know, well, the time is up here already. I can't believe it. I thought I had another half an hour. I only got 12 minutes. So thank you for tuning in and blessing me and Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you. And we pray that God is with you and bless you. Have a wonderful and beautiful week. And keep God close to you. And if you need to, you know, meditate on Christ, right? If you're having any problems with forgiveness, I want you to just meditate on Christ. Just let God talk to you. Open your heart to him. Open the eyes to my heart. Remember? Just come on, God. Talk to her. Talk to me. Help me. Guide me. I want to do the right thing. And just wanting to do the right thing. I mean, God knows your heart. And he knows where you stand. He knows what's going on. So trust him, okay? And God bless you guys. Thank you so much again. I'll catch you next week. And just enjoy. For some people, it's, you know, well, enjoy your summer. Okay, have a good time. And be safe out there, you guys. And God bless you. My friends overseas, you know, God bless you guys. And some of you guys are in school, like down in South Africa. I mean, it's wintertime there. It's crazy. And so stay warm. Or come over here. You'll get some heat. Hey, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Thanks, guys. We love you. And we'll catch you later on Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless you. Enjoy some music.
Yeah. kindred, every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today, and we glorify you.